game at Ice Sheffield with head coach Stephen Foster. Just a small 15-1 win to see in 2025. Happy New Year to you and the lads. Great win, what can we say?
Yeah, happy New Year first of all. But yeah, it is a good start there, apart from the first few seconds of the game where we go 1-0 down. But once we did that, I think we got some good control in the game. Some bright bits. Basically, we're just saying to the boys, play the right way. You know, because they're going to try and defend very well. We just still need to pass the puck instead of being individuals. We did that tonight, and that's why we got all the goals we got.
I think teams are starting to learn probably not the best way to start a game is to score against us, because it never seems to end well.
Yeah, but that's not the game plan, I tell you. You know, at the end of the day, sometimes that's going to come back to bite us if we allow that to happen on a regular basis. So yes, that's something that we do want to put right. But some really bright bits for us. Obviously, we've brought Sam with us today. He's played on with Mossy and Rowley today, with Connor being away, and Sam did a fantastic job. He's 100% all the time. Even though some of the stuff doesn't come off for him sometimes, he's trying to do the right things, and that'll come in time and in the experience of the slightly faster pace or slightly better players you play against. So that was good. Managed to get Jack quite a lot of ice time tonight, over half a game, and he made some really nice saves there as well, so that's fantastic to be able to do that. We can just roll the lines on games like this, and everybody's getting on. It's not points night to go down two lines and let everybody get lots of points. We're still trying to play the right way and get everybody on, because we want everybody getting points. You know, we don't want just one or two players getting points. It's about the team, and then if we're missing a player, it doesn't really matter. Somebody else is there to step in, like Sam's done tonight.
Well, as you say, we've rolled the lines tonight. There are quite a few of us missing, which means those players that have been playing tonight have seen plenty of ice time. So you must be really pleased with the way that everybody's stepped up and played a part.
Absolutely, and we've been the same. We've been the same for. We have this conversation regular when we're missing a few players, is that it is next man up, and everybody knows what's expected of them, and everybody steps in quite nicely. So yeah, fantastic to be able to do that, and credit to the boys for that. Yes, it's a shame when you're coming away that you don't have all of your team. You're missing quite a few players, but like I say, the ones who have come, manned up and just got on with it and done a fantastic job.
So it's a great way to start 2025. It's the business end of the season, as they say. We've got three games against Hull to come, one in the league, and obviously the cup semi-final to come. We've done fairly well against Hull so far this season. Any particular preparation you're going to put in place for them?
I think at the end of the day, we're just going to keep doing what we do for us. It's been working. We need to worry about ourselves more than a lot of the other teams need to, like, than looking at the other teams. Because when we're firing, we can be unstoppable. We've been that for most of this year, and that just needs to continue. So we'll just tighten up a little bit of our defence, maybe a little bit. You know, we don't want to start off slow like we did tonight. But overall, yeah, it's going to be just keeping doing what we're doing, because we've had good success with that. And It's obviously we had different kind of games. Tonight was obviously not high pressure, not high physical like it was last weekend against Hull. It's a little bit of a halfway house, so obviously a lot more skilled than the likes of Sheffield, with a lot more experience, so they're going to come with that. And they've got people who can put the puck in the back of the net, so we do need to switch on a lot more when we get to next week, and hopefully we'll get all the boys back training and we can work on that.
Well, we're back to the Forum next week in front of our brilliant home fans. A word tonight again for the travelling fans. I think we seem to be saying this most weeks now when we're on the road, but we've been backed by an awful lot of travelling fans tonight.
Absolutely, particularly when you look at what the weather is coming in. Hopefully we're all going to miss and everybody gets back safe. That's the main thing. But yeah, you've just got after Christmas time. It's been expensive for people over Christmas, and it's nice to see that support. The boys obviously deserve it, because you know people are coming and they like seeing what they see, and I think we're putting a good show on each week. So yes, it's fantastic. Obviously, when we get back to the Forum next week, we need everybody there behind us, particularly these next three games, so we can, you know, push on with the league and then obviously get ourselves to the cup final.
I think we should give the last word. I know you've mentioned plenty of players already in this interview, but we should give the last word perhaps to Chris Sykes, who's reached a massive milestone tonight. He's now sole possession of Billingham's second place on the leaderboard. He's just overtaken your former teammate Andre Marlow for second place. Billingham all-time point scorer. That's a huge achievement.
Oh, absolutely. And Chris is there every week. He's there every training session, and he gives it his all when he's there, and that's what you want. Obviously, he's from down here, but he's Billingham through and through now, and he will do what he can to help the team win. And I think his game's also changed a little bit, because obviously I know it was always, oh, Chris doesn't defend and stuff like that, but Chris can defend, and he's doing it more and more, and it really pays off for us. So that's fantastic, and that's what we need now. We need two-way players, and make sure we don't leak at our end, because you don't want to have to go outscoring teams week in, week out in just like a run and gun, even though we've got great offence. So that's great. And I think Billingham done very well getting Chris and keeping there all that time. So, yeah, credit to him. So, well done.
Just the 500-plus points to go before he overtakes Spike. But I'm sure if he plays to another 10 years, he might get it.
If he plays to how long Spike played, then yes, that would be absolutely fine.
Well, thanks for your time tonight. We'll catch up after the whole game next week.
No problem. Thank you. Safe trip.